Welcome to this future self visualization exercise. This practice may take approximately 20 to 30 minutes to complete. For this guided practice, you will need paper, a pen or pencil, and some colorful markers if you wish. You may also want to consult a feelings wheel as we move through this practice. So Google feelings wheel now before you get started. Many people come to a future self visualization practice because they are struggling with career ambitions. We have so many ideas, opportunities, and aspirations that it can be difficult and overwhelming for many of us to find a focus and pick just one route. So instead of visualizing yourself in your specific dream job, in this practice, we are going to focus on how we want our future selves to feel. Let's start by finding a comfortable seated position, legs uncrossed, feet grounded to the floor. Straighten your back, but let your head lower slightly and close your eyes. Now bring awareness to your breath wherever you notice it in your body. Now notice your body. Feel it here in this moment. Feel the soles of your feet rooted to the floor. Feel your bottom seated in your chair and your back against the chair. Here you are, right here, in this present moment. In this practice, your chair is your time machine and you, the time traveler. Right now, you are seated here in present day. But now, take a deep breath in and out, and travel 5 years into your future. You may not recognize exactly where you are, but focus on what does come to mind. Specifically, what emotions do you notice? Which feelings energize you? How do you want to feel in 5 years' time? Now take a moment to open your eyes and write down these desired emotions. You may pause the recording and return when you're ready, but try not to spend more than 5 minutes here. We really want to focus on whatever comes immediately and naturally. Now that you've written down your desired feelings for 5 years' time, return to your time machine by closing your eyes and refocusing on the breath. Now let's travel 5 more years into the future so that you are 10 years from your starting point. Take a look around you in your mind's eye. What do you notice? The image may be more clear or less clear than your previous stop 5 years ago. Either way is just fine. And let's once again focus on the emotions. What has changed from the feelings that previously came up? What has stayed consistent? Which feelings are most important to you in 10 years' time? Marinate yourself in these desired emotions and really let yourself feel them fully. Now think about what will help you bring these feelings to your life. What more specific details come with this desired lifestyle? Now take a moment to notice anything else that is around you in 10 years' time. What objects do you notice? Where are you? And more importantly, who are the people in your life? Who are you surrounded by? What role or purpose do these people serve in your life? Is there anyone new or different that does not exist in your present day or did not exist 5 years ago? Now notice who is not here. What people have you let go of? Are there any toxic people in your present day life who no longer serve you with joy and purpose? Can you let them go, even just for this visualization? What about the people who you may lose in the next 10 years due to the natural passage of life and death? Who are you going to miss? Which of these relationships are important to you? Who do you want to spend more time with? Cherish these people and these relationships. Who is here for the long haul and who is a passerby? Now I invite you to open your eyes and write down any observations you made. Focus on the feelings that came up comparing 5 years in the future to 10 years, the people who are present, and anything else you noticed. Once again, do not take more than 5 minutes, so you notice what and who is immediately important for you. Welcome back. Now return to your time machine by closing your eyes and return to the breath. We are now going to travel much further ahead to the end of your life. Looking back, what comes up for you now? What emotions do you feel? What experiences brought you the most joy and fulfillment? What are you most proud of? What do you regret? What places and objects are important to you? And finally, who are you surrounded by? Who is bringing you comfort now? Once again, I invite you to pause the recording and write down anything significant. What is clearer to you now than when we first started, and what remains unclear? Pause the recording and return when ready. Again, try not taking more than 5 minutes. Now close your eyes and return to the breath. We are now going to return home. Welcome back. You have now returned to your present time. Feel your feet grounded to the floor. What are your main takeaways from this practice? What is the most significant revelation you made? What did it highlight for you? What remains unclear and fuzzy? And how do you feel now? I hope this practice has allowed you to clarify what is most important to you and how you want your future self to feel. Whether you came to this practice to clarify your career ambitions, a relationship, or any other goal, use the emotions that came up in this practice to be your own compass for ensuring that you are living the life you most desire. What we want to do or be often changes with time, and even the best laid plans are rarely executed the exact way we envision. But if you remain aware of how you want to feel overall, then you will have an easier time following the path that brings you closest to the joy and fulfillment you seek. It may not be perfect or what you first expected, but move forward, having a basic idea of where you want to go while accepting what is.